This week we are looking at the ABCs of the Gospel. We're continuing with our alphabet, and if you've been following us, you know today is the letter L. And what a joy it is to share that Jesus is the Lion of Judah. Now there are two specific references where Lion and Judah come together, and I want to share them with you. In Revelation 5 verse 5 it says, "Then one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.'" If you look at the significance of Jesus coming from the tribe of Judah, you see that this was a prophecy that so many people spoke about, and that Jesus had to come from the lineage of Judah, and it boils down all the way down from David to Solomon, to his very stepdad Joseph, and then even on his mother's side, there is the lineage of Judah in her background. And so these prophecies are starting to be fulfilled. Not only is he from the tribe of Judah, but then we understand why is he called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And this is found in the story where Jacob has 12 sons, one of them being Judah, and he calls his sons together and he proclaims this prophecy over Judah that Jesus would fulfill. And it's found in Genesis chapter 49, verse 8 to 12. It says, "Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you. You are a lion's cub, Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion, he crouches and lies down. Like a lioness, who dares to rouse him? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he to whom it belongs shall come, and the obedience of the nations shall be his. He will tether his donkey to a vine, his colt to the choicest branch. He will wash his garments in wine, his robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes will be darker than wine, his teeth whiter than milk." Isn't this such a beautiful picture of Jesus coming through his lineage? I love this part where it says that a scepter will not depart from Judah. That scepter that kings use was going to come through the line of Judah. And then we would see Jesus taking lordship and being king of the tribe of Judah. And then even when it says there that the ruler's staff from between his feet will not depart, Jesus came, and this picture of a lion comes forth where a lion devours its prey. He was victorious at the cross. He defeated sickness, death, destruction, sin, guilt, shame. All of that was destroyed as the Lion of Judah. And today we can stand in that awe of him, knowing that he is worthy to open those scrolls, to tear open those seals, because of the victory the lion experienced at the cross, that his prey was defeated. And then we can stand in that victory because of what Jesus did at the cross. So know we have the Lion of Judah inside of us, victorious, leading us into victory and helping us in every circumstance we face. Declare that today and always remember you are highly favored and deeply loved.